why don't we start with the basics? What brought you to your field?
I am one of those people brought entirely by accident. So my training was actually in social political thought, and entering that program, I was going to be, you know, a good political economist, 4-day work week. And when I came in, I was TAing women's studies and teaching it, and I started to think, it was a time when, you know, CD-ROMs were popular and hypertext is just emerging, and I thought, you know, all of the politics around the syllabus, it would be so much nicer if you actually could enter any continent, any time period. We don't start with the suffragettes, we start with Africa. And then I started to think about the digital as having this, you know, there was so much at stake. Anyway, I started to think of it as being like very much a project associated with social and political thought. And I decided that I wanted to do more in hypertext and possibly a hypertextual dissertation. And I lost at that point my funding and my committee.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, I went from being highly ranked and going somewhere to being like, you know, what a crazy project. But it actually had like this incredible resonance with my creative work to that point. And then I started to think of it as not new, but like 100 years of poetics. I was doing a Frankfurt School. I started to think about the digital very much in terms of like, this is Adorno's constellation of, you know, theoretical thought, circling the concept, unlocking it, not with a single key, but with a million key, you know, or 100 keys, whatever it was. Anyway, I started to think of it as being the digital as being firmly lodged in an entire century of invention that I thought I'm very much a part of, and that it also did seem to be, you know, a form that was entirely resonant with the feminist concerns I had at that time. So I wrote a dissertation in hypertext, and I think at that point it was the first standalone digital, entirely digital dissertation in Canada, no print component. And when I graduated with an earned doctorate in a digital thing, it actually was a great time for that. And there were interviews and jobs, and I was able to kind of make that transition to an emerging, exciting field. And had I listened, I mean, I tell that story in a way because it is like this, such a meandering, accidental pathway to where you end up. But I like to tell that story only because I feel really strongly, and I try to mentor students around this, that, you know, the PhD is too long and too lonely to do stuff you don't love. And if I'd been incredibly careerist and had listened, I would probably have had a terrible time trying to work as a political economist and find, and, you know, as it worked out, you know, it's a happy accident. But I also think that even if the work hadn't been there at the end, I would have been very happy with it.